from KQED.
This is KQED News. I'm Natalia Navarro. California election officials have faced high rates of harassment and even violent threats. That's according to a new report out today that found that 15% of them have resigned since November. The report was done by the nonprofit and nonpartisan California Voter Foundation. Its president and founder, Kim Alexander, joins me now. And Kim, we should say that for this report, researchers spoke with people who had reported harassment in the press. Do you think it's a representative sample of a larger trend?
You know, I don't know that it's happening to every election official, but it's certainly happening in a lot of places, and it's continuing to happen even after the election is long over. We just had reports of harassment of election officials in Anchorage, Alaska, where there was a mayoral contest last month. So it's an ongoing problem. And, you know, I think it's kind of an unseen problem. A lot of election officials expect to receive some, you know, hard times from the public. They often have people challenging them, asking them difficult questions. You know, that's not new and that's expected. And a lot of them feel that it comes with the territory, but something has shifted. There is this, you know, unreasonableness to the attacks that they're getting, this frustration many of them are feeling when they try to explain things to people and they just say, well, I don't believe you. I mean, I've heard that from so many election officials, and it's really heartbreaking because it makes them feel like it's futile for them to try to help educate the public about what's going on when people just simply don't want to listen to them.
The November 2020 election seems to have significantly changed the environment for these local election officials, resulting in many people resigning since November. Is this the highest rate of resignation that you've seen in your career?
It does seem to be higher than normal. I mean, most people will say, you know, after a major presidential election, that is a time when election officials decide it's time for a change. But based on what we heard through these interviews and from other election officials here in California, what we're seeing with 15% of them having left their position since November, there does appear to be an exodus underway and more election officials wondering why they should stay in these jobs when they're underappreciated, underpaid, overworked, understaffed, and then on top of that, having their lives and their family members' lives being threatened. You know, not everybody's experiencing death threats, but a lot of them are experiencing a much more hostile environment than what they signed up for. And, you know, they're not, unlike people who work in law enforcement where you expect that, you know, risking your life may be part of the territory, that's not what election officials signed up for. You know, they signed up to be part of making democracy work and part of their communities. And a lot of these folks, in fact, 75% of election officials are women. And I can't help but noticing that there is a degree of misogyny involved in these attacks and seeing that in other sectors as well, where you see women in positions of authority, such as public health officials, who are also being subjected to attack and resigning in high numbers, or flight attendants, which are dominated by women as well and being subjected to attack. So I do think there's something else going on here in society with how people are treating women in positions of authority. But when it comes to election officials, you know, we need these people to do their jobs securely and safely. We count on them. They are the frontline workers of democracy, and their positions are mission critical. And I never thought before the 2020 election that the physical security of election officials needed to be part of what we considered to be election security, but it is. And we have to count that as part of our planning for how we keep our elections secure and safe.
You mentioned that 15% of the state's elections officials have resigned since November. What impact could this have on the future administration of elections in California?
Well, we don't have a very deep bench. You know, there are, in many counties, the entire election staff may just be two or three people. And so when you lose your senior person, you know, the deputy may step in and take on that role, but now they need a deputy and they're very hard to recruit. These are not high-paying jobs. Many of them are in counties that are not in major metropolitan areas. And when you look at the salaries of election officials, it really varies quite a bit from county to county. So it's not always an easy position to fill. And And, you know, that's the thing about elections. It's really an unforgiving profession. You know, you when you have a big project, you usually have some flexibility. You can narrow the scope, or you can push the date back if you're not ready. That's not the case with elections. You know, it's a hard and fast date that's got to take place no matter what. And that's an enormous amount of pressure. And I think, you know, a lot of people just don't realize how difficult a job it is and how hard it is when you have, you know, supervisors from your county board of supervisors, you know, judging you, criticizing you, not giving you enough money to have enough staff to do the job that you want to do. It's a very, very challenging position. And that's why we are really advocating one of our major reforms is to push our state government and also the federal government to pay their fair share of election administration. You know, the state and federal governments are getting a free ride here. They rely on local election offices to conduct state and federal elections, but they do not pay any of the ongoing administrative costs to put on those elections. And we think it's way past time that state and federal governments stop taking a free ride and start paying their fair share for the cost of putting on elections in the U.S. Another thing that we recommended that I wanted to mention is that we would really like the federal government to create a repository of threats made to election officials at any level of government. You know, the first thing we need to do is to get our arms around it. And what we heard from a few election officials who did reach out to law enforcement for support was that there was no discernible follow-up. And that was very discouraging as well. So we need to show that these threats are taken seriously, that we're going to document them, that we're going to act on them, and that we're going to protect these people. And I think if the federal government can include those kinds of protections under their cybersecurity programs, that will send a message to election officials that the federal government does have their back and they're going to stand up for them.
Thank you so much for being here, Kim.
Thanks for having me.
Kim Alexander is the president of the California Voter Foundation. You can find the report online at calvoter.org. I'm Natalia Navarro, KQED News.